It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast. It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman, and I want to remind you of our Investor Property Discovery Day, our Heartland Investor Property Discovery Day, coming up March 15th. That's a Friday. What's the Discovery Day about? It's really about coming here and discovering what it's all about to own your own apartment communities, but it goes much further than that. Not only do you get a look at current apartment community holdings that we have and that you could potentially have an ownership interest yourself by joining hundreds of other investors from across the U.S. and owning these assets, but you'll also get the first look at properties we plan on purchasing as well that you could also become involved in if you wanted to do so. Not only that, we kind of go behind the scenes and we also talk about things like distributions, accounting, management, and those operations that happen pretty much behind the curtain that are really necessary in order to have a successful apartment community that produces the kind of income and the kind of returns that you would expect. Again, this is going to be taking place on March 15th. How do you get involved? It's pretty simple. You just send me an email and I'll get back to you with the logistical information. So email me at Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. In the subject line, simply go ahead and type in there, send me info on the Discovery Day, and we will go ahead and get that information to you. And always remember, there's never any obligation. This is not anything where you come here and then somebody takes you into a, you know, 5x5 room and tries to sell you anything. It's really about you getting a good feel for what we do here, how we do it, and whether or not you want to become involved with, as I said, the hundreds of other investors from around the U.S. So again, Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. That Discovery Day again is March 15th, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. So here I sit working on some things for the weekend, and I keep going back to this article that I'm reading, and I went ahead and got a letter out to my top investment partners. Those partners already invested with us. I got a letter out to them regarding what I'm going to talk to you about that goes into a lot more detail about what I'm going to mention. However, I am going to cover some general points that I think could be very valuable to you, and at least at the end of the day, important for you to be thinking about in terms of investing, and especially in the near term. I'm talking over the next year. Before I get into the content of what we're going to talk about, just to give you a heads up, living in the heartland of America in January, you're of course subject to snow temperatures. It could be 50 degrees one day and 3 below 0 the next. And so you probably can tell I've got a little bit of a head cold. And so my voice sounds a little deeper, a little more raspier. So you're going to notice that throughout this podcast, and just want to give you a heads up on that before we get started. Okay. So I sent an email out about this a couple of days ago, and it's important to really think about. And that has to do with Blackstone. And by the way, if you don't know who Blackstone is, they are one of the largest. I don't know if they're the largest, maybe, but they may be. I don't know that. But they are one of the largest private equity hedge funds in the world. I mean, offices in the US and Europe and China and, you know, other places and all that. So they went ahead and just got done raising $20 billion, billion, for their next real estate fund. Okay. Now, at first, so $20 billion is a lot of money. I mean, I think we can agree with that. But we get so used to and numb to hearing about private equity funds or hedge funds or venture capitalists raising billions of dollars for stuff, don't we? I mean, if you pay attention to the financial publications especially, I mean, this is like, you know, you read about two or three of these a week. So this in and of itself is not that special. Even though $20 billion is a lot of money, if you look at it that way, it's really not that special. But here's why it is a freaking ton of money. Here's why. This is one fund of hundreds they've got. So this isn't like so many hedge funds or private equity funds or limited partnerships where they're set up for one thing. So if Blackstone was just in the real estate fund business, yeah, this is a great deal, but I mean, you're not, your jaw's not hitting the floor when you hear $20 billion. But when you understand that this is one of hundreds that they've got, then it's a really big deal. Because people, mainly institutional investors, retirement funds, pension funds, etc., they got lots of choices, right? And so knowing that there's lots of choices on the menu at Blackstone, and they raised $20 billion for one of them, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal, okay? So when you think about that, the questions that I, when I'm talking to people about it, some of my partners, a couple employees, a couple friends of mine just in passing. Matter of fact, last night at a wrestling meet I attended, you know, I got into a conversation about this with a friend of mine. So here are the top three questions I get from people when we talk about this. Number one is, of course, what do you think the question would be, the very first question? In your mind, answer, what do you think the first question is I get about what I'm talking about? Well, most of you thought, what is their return, right? Well, what kind of return are they telling people they're going to get from this? I mean, if they're raising $20 billion for just one of their many funds, what kind of rate of return are they asking? Are they telling people that they can expect? That is an important question, but I would argue not the main question. Second question I get is, how do they do this? So, what's their marketing material like? How are they convincing people to put this much money with them? So it's about their like technical process. How do they do this? What do they say? What do they do? How do they present? Again, very good question, but not the question. Then, you know, probably the most popular, which would be the third question I get is, well, how long is this? I mean, is this a long time fund? Is it a short window, long window? I mean, what are they doing? What are they telling investors about how long their money's going to be invested, and who's investing in it? Right? Is it mom and pop or is it pension funds? And so I get those kinds of questions. And by the way, all very good questions and worthy of conversation. But I would argue it's not the main question you need to be asking about this. The main question is why. That's the main question here. Why in the hell are they doing this? When you've got hundreds of funds, are you just kind of bored and want to just put a real estate fund together and raise a record amount for it just because? And yeah, that was a little facetious. But I mean, the obvious answer is no. I mean, do you think Blackstone has some smart people in their office buildings putting this together, getting this done, and implementing this? Hell yes, they do. So why are they doing this? Why are they raising record amounts of money for this? Well, the answer is actually kind of simple, really. You don't need a bunch of charts and graphs. You don't need 40 different spreadsheets. You don't need to wade through 60 pages of analysis for me to tell you what it is. And it's three things. And the three things that we've been talking about for the last 18 to 24 months, even a little bit longer. So let's hit the highlights, shall we? Number one, demand. There will continue to be a growing demand for tenants wanting to and needing to rent apartment communities. The line of people waiting to and wanting to fill out applications to rent apartments is going to continue to grow. And we've been talking about this for months. That's number one. Number two, demand from investors is going to continue to grow. So investors are going to want to own these assets. Why? Because there's a line of tenants out the door wanting to rent them. That's why. Okay. And that demand is going to continue to increase. As a matter of fact, I'll just give a little sidebar here. We've got a 100-unit property is one of our in our portfolio. And I can tell you every week, okay, I'm going to say every 10 days, I get some kind of a solicitation from somebody in the mail, email, phone call, do I want to sell? Do we want to sell this asset? Okay. And by the way, 3 years from now, I'll be getting four a day. That's what's going to happen. So that's number two. Number three, low risk, safe place to park money. Okay. Low risk, safe place to park money. So based on what I've just said, do you think apartment communities are a low risk place to park your money that's actually going to give you a pretty darn good return? Yeah. Yeah, because apartments are immune to all the other BS that goes on with conventional markets. Apartment communities could care less what the socio-economic, political problem of the day is. Government shutdown, so what? Okay, North Korea's pissed off, doesn't matter. China's pissed at America due to some trade issue. Who cares? This is for real, folks. And not only that, what about low-risk places to park your money that is free and away from fraud and theft? And mainly what I'm talking about is electronic fraud and theft. It's less than a week. It's about every 3 or 4 days. I will read or see some article about someone stealing money. Matter of fact, the last article I read was some guys broke into the Securities and Exchange Commission computers. I don't know if you guys saw this. These guys broke into the SEC's computers to read up on pending offerings and financial statements coming out and would buy stock in those companies when they would steal those reports off of the SEC, buy stock in them. The reports come out, of course, the stocks go up and they profit. That's our government that's getting ripped off. And it's going to get worse. So when you have your money parked in a apartment community, who's going to get it? Who's going to grab it? I don't care how many computers you got. I don't care how many internet connections you have or how many robots you've got. You're not going to break into the building. The money's in there and you can't get to it. So it's these things. This is why. So what does this tell us? It tells us actually two really important things. Let me tell you the first one. The second one's actually more important than the first. The first one is, this is now going to become more and more known, okay? So, and I mean among just general investors, general folks, it's going to become more known. And the word's going to be getting out about this. I've known about this now for going on 2 years, over 2 years. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, coming from a position where I think I'm sitting at the top of the mountain in some robe, chanting and thinking I know what the future's going to hold. And I'm not sitting back here saying, well, I told you that would happen. That's not what I'm saying. But when you are nose to nose, toes to toes on the ground, like I am with this every day, I mean, I saw this 2 years ago. I knew this was coming, and it's starting to come. And it's only because this is what I do like every minute of every day, okay? So that's number one. It's going to be more and more known. But number two is more important for us. The window on this is now stopped. So what do I mean by that? The window has been opening for opportunity to own your own apartment community now for the last 5 to 7 years. It's been opening. The window has now stopped. And now over the next 3 to 5 years, it's going to start to close. Because when you have large private equity funds raising record amounts of money to be involved in real estate, that just tells you they know. And when they know, everyone will start to know. And everyone will start to want to know. So what do you do about it? Well, you damn well better take some action. That's what you better do. The time for sitting around, thinking about it, and analyzing it, going through spreadsheets, getting more advice from somebody, those days should be over for you. This is not going to be an opportunity that will be there much longer. Now, am I saying it's closing tomorrow? Hell no. But it's starting to now stop. And that window is slowly going to go down. And I'm talking especially to you guys who've been getting my stuff now for a long time. Yeah, I talked to a guy from Texas the other day. He's been getting my stuff now for 2 years. And he's more than likely going to get involved in something with us after he takes a look at a couple of other opportunities. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not scolding you if that's you. But what I am saying is you've kind of had enough time to figure this stuff out now. And I don't want you to miss out on an opportunity that I personally, I'm going all in on this. So the vast majority of my financial resources is in this. So I'm not one of these guys that sits behind a desk and tells you what I think you should do, and I don't do any of it myself. Too many people take advice from people that do that. I would recommend you don't, but more importantly, I'm just telling you what I'm doing. I'm telling you what hundreds of our other partners are up to and what they're doing. And what I think you should be thinking about seriously now with your either regular monies or IRA monies in terms of what is here and the opportunity that's in front of us, okay? And so hopefully you'll give this some thought, chew on this, and take some action. And I think you'll be very happy, especially those that you care about, by the way, we'll be very happy too that you did do so. All right. So look, you have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend whenever you're listening. And as always, I'm interested in hearing from you, getting your comments, and talking with you and having some dialogue. I look forward to that. And so have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend. Take care. We will see you later. Goodbye. Hey there, Darren Garman, and I want to remind you of our Investor Property Discovery Day. our Heartland Investor Property Discovery Day coming up March 15th. That's a Friday. What's the Discovery Day about? It's really about coming here and discovering what it's all about to own your own apartment communities, but it goes much further than that. Not only do you get a look at current apartment community holdings that we have and that you could potentially have an ownership interest yourself by joining hundreds of other investors from across the U.S. and owning these assets, but you'll also get the first look at properties we plan on purchasing as well that you could also become involved in if you wanted to do so. Not only that, we kind of go behind the scenes and we also talk about things like distributions, accounting, management, and those operations that happen pretty much behind the curtain that are really necessary in order to have a successful apartment community that produces the kind of income and the kind of returns that you would expect. Again, this is going to be taking place on March 15th. How do you get involved? It's pretty simple. You just send me an email and I'll get back to you with the logistical information. So email me at Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. In the subject line, simply go ahead and type in there, send me info on the Discovery Day, and we will go ahead and get that information to you. And always remember, there's never any obligation. This is not anything where you come here and then somebody takes you into a 5x5 room and tries to sell you anything. It's really about you getting a good feel for what we do here, how we do it, and whether or not you want to become involved with, as I said, the hundreds of other investors from around the U.S. So again, Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. That Discovery Day again is March 15th, and we'll look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.